This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Thank you, Ross, in for Lucius. Big dub for us today. We're at the Globe here, Comerica Backyard. If you're coming to the game, you'll get a Peagle bobblehead, and you can come say hi to us. It'd be amazing to see you. My biggest L this week, a few Rangers fans on Twitter just crushing me, digging up some old stuff that we don't need to rehash, but it does pain my heart. I want to find a way to be healing, you know, and heal this Ranger nation.
No doubt.
Would you like to tell us what they dug up?
Well, as I said, Brian, I don't really want to rehash it. Okay,
oh, so right. Wow.
Here's the chief with your biggest hill and your biggest dub.
A little worried about you.
Thanks
now.
For respecting my privacy
at
this time.
Yeah, I was trying.
We love
you.
877-881-1053. Where have you taken some L's this week? More importantly, where have you gotten those personal victories? Here's British Ian.
Thanks, Ian.
Big L to Bobby Roberto Belt for not achieving the legendary five-time G-bag.
That was
that was
shocking.
He's really upset
status.
About it.
He's ticked. He has texted me in Walchuk. He's saying that he's never speaking to any of us again except Dawson.
Yeah, I voted for him.
You voted for him, huh?
No, it was me. I'm the one that voted.
Bobby gave the charity, or Broadus gave the charity.
I made 3-2.
Yeah.
I don't want a charity selection, he says. He believes he just got named to the Pro Bowl because someone didn't go because of the honorary situation.
Yeah.
So he's definitely, he feels stabbed in the back by his own people.
An honorary champ has won G-Bag of the Year before. So
true.
You could easily be vindicated.
And we've had honoraries that won twice. And then we're just, you went four. You know, you had a great run, Bobby. There's nothing to be ashamed of.
Incredible run. But the inspiring father was too much to pass on.
Yep.
That was an incredible clip, but sorry about that, Bob. You know we love
you. You guys just hate Bobby.
You know we love you.
No Cinco.
I love that.
Bobby's genuinely one of my favorite people in the whole wide world, the whole planet. Bobby Belt. And it was worthy. I mean, it's a great rap. I can't wait to relive it when we tee up the honorary selections at the new year.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Bet you don't vote for it.
817. I mean, I voted for it more often than I haven't, so... I mean, history says I probably will vote for it.
When the time comes to get it the Hall of Fame vote, you're not going to be there.
Nobody can ever say that we just vote for our co-workers again.
Yeah, that's right. That's
we're standing on business. I voted where I thought the vote should go.
Vote your conscience. That's what I always say.
817, biggest dub, just got a clean biopsy report at my two-week checkup after my cancer surgery.
There
I feel
go.
Both relieved and blessed.
There
that's
you go.
Because
way
that's
go.
Exactly what you are. You are blessed, 817. Congratulations, dude. That is wonderful, man. We have Daniel in Forney checking in. Biggest dub.
Salute.
For my boss, he says, I've been sick the last 2 days, and he has allowed me to work from home, even though nobody in our company is supposed to work from home. So Daniel in Forney toloing and bleeding.
You've made yourself
says,
valuable if Daniel. That's the case. You must do something that they don't. Nobody else in that office can do.
Bobby is texting in now on the fan text. Very emotional. He's calling us fake friends. So I apologize, Bob. Hey.
Might get a diss record about us next.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's one guy you don't want to.
No, you don't want to upset him.
You don't want to pee him off. And I think he is peed off.
He's really upset. I think he's crying.
You mentioned Cooper Flagg, named AP crying? Player of the Year.
Yeah, tears.
He probably drink over it.
Yeah, he probably.
What do you mean a drink?
I mean 8 shots in 20 minutes.
That's what I'm
Bell.
Saying. Like, yeah. Yeah, let's see how many shots we can do in 45 seconds.
Let's not challenge him.
That guy's battle tested. Yeah, don't challenge him. Dwight Howard scammer gets 12 years in prison for fake plot to buy WNBA's dream.
Oh. Yeah, I think Chandler Parsons was wrapped up in that one as well.
Yeah, Chandler Parsons was absolutely roped in it. And let's see. Also, James Wiseman, who was NBA prospect, big man, Golden State, never really panned out.
Talked about a trade for him one time, didn't we? Like, kick him into the deal? Wasn't Wiseman a guy that we always, when you were dealing with Golden State?
Nico, for a long time, was trying to do Luka for Wiseman just straight up, but Golden State wouldn't do it.
Golden State said, no thanks.
No, thank you.
We've heard about his hookah.
Yeah. You guys see Skip Bayless went viral last night just tweeting out Luka looking thick. That was the whole tweet.
Luka looking thick.
Thing just soared into the stratosphere on Twitter.
Man, you see him get cooked by Curry on that possession?
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Curry doesn't stop running. He would be impossible to try and cover.
It's like the Rip Hamilton stuff or like Ray Allen, these dudes that just run in circles.
Because
all they need is just a split
game.
Second of open to cash money on
just
you.
The whole game he runs the whole time.
Got to do your cardio.
We might be getting Lakers-Warriors first round NBA playoffs.
Woo!
That's pretty exciting.
Yes, please.
There was an L given to a 41-year-old U.S. citizen who was trying to smuggle some fentanyl.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
No, into America border at El Paso.
Yeah, I'm glad this guy got caught.
He was subjected to a secondary exam following a short interview, and they were like, "Okay, we don't think you're doing legal stuff right now." So the drug sniffing dog searched the man, alerted the officers to the presence of narcotics. Upon further inspection, officers believed the man had drugs concealed inside his anal cavity.
Oh, he keistered it.
The booty.
He straight keistered that thing.
Up in the cheeks.
That sounds dangerous with fentanyl.
The man would not consent to a medical exam, so a Homeland Security Investigations Task Force officer was called, and a special agent obtained a search warrant for the dude's beehole.
Wow.
I would just show him those clips of those guys that are getting sent to that place in Venezuela, where we... Are we sending all those criminals? You seen those clips?
I don't know.
That prison?
I haven't seen it.
You guys never
seen it? I got to get that in my algorithm.
No.
Oh, my gosh.
Fascinating.
Oh, yeah. So they're deporting this. That, it was a country. What country just said that there was a country, I think it's Venezuela, that came up and said, we'll take all the criminals. Just And they've
Send
been loading
them.
Yeah. Well, I'll show you on the clips. Yeah.
Goodness gracious.
My gosh. It's a horrible
thing. How insane do you have to be, though, to risk putting what ended up being fentanyl if that thing explodes inside your body?
You're done. Yeah.
You might have been made to do it, to pay off a debt
sounds likely.
To survive, stuff like that. I don't know. Those people that traffic are oftentimes under duress to accomplish that mission.
Gosh.
Under, fear of death.
It's ridiculous, dude. Yeah. 940 biggest dub lunch beers on the work clock right now. Toloing.
Oh, that is a huge win.
Big time dub.
That's how you get it done on a what you drinking,
what you call
the
land man.
Yeah. El Salvador.
El Salvador, yeah.
Salvador is where you're getting it done.
There she is.
They've got this prison that they're loading people up and sending them over there, and El Salvador is like, yeah, we'll bring them all. And it's terrifying. What they do with these people. I mean, really, I would.
Yeah, you watch that Locked Up Abroad show. Like a lot of those.
Oh, you want to see this, Dawson.
Foreign jails are just like wide open areas. Yeah. It's a lawless land in there.
Yeah.
Biggest L of the week goes to the mayor of one of North Dakota's largest cities resigned.
Fargo.
After an investigation into him mistakenly sending a lewd video to the city attorney.
Oh, no.
He fat-fingered it on the contacts, meant to send it to somebody else, his girlfriend or whatever.
That's awkward.
And what did he send?
Here's the news report from from Minot, North Dakota.
In with a major shakeup in leadership in the city of Minot. Tom Ross resigning as mayor of Minot today. It comes after the release of a report on an investigation into Ross's conduct. Kiona Rivera covered a special city council meeting this afternoon and joins us in studio with more. Kiona?
Good evening, Joe. According to the investigative report, City Attorney Stephanie Stahlheim filed a formal harassment complaint on January 28th against Ross. The report states Stahlheim received a sexually explicit video over text 2 weeks prior. According to the report, when interviewed about the incident, Ross confirmed it was him in the video and he had recorded the video during his lunch break prior to sending it to Stahlheim. The reporter writer says Ross intended to send it to his romantic partner, whose name begins with C, but mistakenly sent it to the contact city attorney.
Oopsies.
Is that not amazing? He's like, yes, I'm not lying about this. That is me in the video. I just clicked the wrong name. Okay. And it just so happened to be
But he resigned?
The city attorney. Yeah. I mean, you have no choice but to resign after that.
Do?
I mean,
there's you're still coming back from that. It seems like far worse things have been done.
We're going to need a new city to go work in, boys.
Yeah. We're going to go have to
recover from that one.
Pack our bags.
It's going to be an awkward scene at town hall.
I can.
Maybe he can head to Filthy where the mayor has resigned there as well, I believe, because
so apparently
he's a Cowboys fan.
The Cowboys mayor might be stepping down as well.
That could be fake news. Get him out of here. Yeah. Oh, really?
But honestly, if I was the Cowboy, why would you even want to be there anyway? Move the hell out of there. It's a terrible place to be.
Amen. Hey, and big shout out to our guy in the 214, Woody. Still sober, no opiates or benzos.
Mm. Look at that. In like 19 months or something now?
Yeah. Congratulations.
Good run.
Absolutely. He's on fire.
Keep it up, Woody. Okay, now it is time for the NFL news of the day, Woolly Bully. Where
you're
taking
right it is, Gavin. Quarterback rumors are continuing to swirl. We just had the Shador Pro Day. And could this NFL team be on the move? That's next.